than the wisdom of an Atada. His wisdom is the discriminating wisdom, or the all-distinguishing wisdom. Now, whilst the wisdom of Akshobhya that we heard about first is the mirror-like wisdom that sees things with complete objectivity, sees things exactly as they are, where there's no distortion. And just as Ratnasambhava's wisdom is the wisdom that sees the essential unity and oneness of all things, Amitabha's wisdom is the all-distinguishing wisdom, the discriminating wisdom, that sees all things in their uniqueness, in their diversity. But again, all these different Buddha figures are just different facets of the one jewel. So each wisdom does contain the other. So Amitabha doesn't just see things in their uniqueness and diversity. It's as if that is, if you like, the main focus or the main aspect of wisdom that is brought out by Amitabha. But at the same time, there is that objectivity of the mirror-like wisdom, and there is that sense of their unity. So it's not that he... it's just simply that he doesn't reduce the plurality of things to a sort of uniformity. He actually values, cherishes, delights in the uniqueness, if you like, of every individual, of every flower, of every moment. His is a wisdom that sees the beauty, the uniqueness of everything, of every moment. At the same time seeing their unity. The mantra, or the seed syllable rather, of Amitabha is Hri. So this is his seed syllable. This is the sound, if you like, the sound symbol that encapsulates all the qualities of Amitabha. And Hri is... associated, or that same root, Hri, is associated with a couple of very interesting spiritual qualities of Hiri and Otapa that one comes across often in the Buddhist tradition. Shame and blame. So shame is seen as... These are seen as two very positive spiritual qualities. Shame is when we're actually ashamed of our unskillfulness. Now, when we recognise we've done something that has caused hurt or harm to others, and we actually feel shame. And blame is when we actually feel that we've done something that our spiritual friends, those whom we look up to, those who we feel have maybe put their trust in us, we've let them down. So there's that sense of blame that we feel. And these are both seen as very positive qualities, that we actually have this sense of shame when we act unskillfully, and that we actually sort of measure ourselves against our spiritual friends and teachers, and actually feel that gap when we've behaved in a way that we know goes against the best in us that they would hope for from us. And... well, shame and blame are associated with blushing, with the redness, and again with Amitabha. So the Hri of Amitabha is connected with the Hiri, the redness, the sense of redness, of shame that comes when we act unskillfully.